Yo, what up? It's the King of Clubs. Who it is? Trap Beckham. And you got to know I'm locked in with Talk with Chocolate. Let's go.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'? Y'all are now tuned in to Talk with Chocolate on Crown Radio. I am your host with the most, fashion icon herself, Dior the Chocolate Gal. And this is Queen Talk TV. Y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. Y'all know I love to talk my shit, I pop my shit, and y'all know I'm about my shit when it comes to fashion and music, so y'all know your girl got the tea on all the latest trending topics. I know that's right. But first, I have to mention I have a very special guest stopping through and topping it up with me today. I have self-proclaimed Don of Rap, McDonald's Fifth. He will be in the building later on, y'all, so make sure y'all stay tuned. So get y'all drink. Get y'all vibe going, cause baby, it is definitely time to talk with Chocolate, y'all. Okay, y'all, so I want to send out huge prayers, deep condolences to the family, friends, and the fans of television actress and child star Danielle Spencer. She starred as Dee Thomas in the 70s hit sitcom What's Happening. She has sadly passed away, y'all, at the age of 60 after her long battle with breast cancer. Like, this is so heartbreaking to everyone that used to watch the show or a fan of her. I would love now to take a moment in silence and honoring her legacy, y'all. Okay, y'all. Gospel legend Donnie McClurkin has announced that his upcoming album titled Finally will be his last. That's right. Donnie McClurkin is departing from the recording industry business, y'all. Like, we're excited to hear the new music from the gospel legend, and we're grateful for his lasting musical contributions. He will be greatly missed in the business. He didn't help so many people get through struggling times just by listening to his words, the way he speaks, his encouraging voice. He done over 60 years in the game. So, long overdue of paying him his respect. He's ended it with a bang, and it's beautiful and gracefully how he stepped up and said, hey, I did my part. I just helped save lives. Now I'm gonna pass it down to other generations. And I have much respect for him. We gonna miss him. We gonna definitely miss him. Okay, y'all, so more sad news. Atlanta rapper T-Hood was shot and killed at the age of 33 in Georgia after an alleged domestic dispute. Now, this story is so crazy, y'all. As y'all know, T-Hood was the boyfriend of Kirk Frost's daughter, Kelsey. Well, according to T-Hood's family now, Kelsey Frost has allegedly played a role in the murder. Now, allegedly. The streets are saying Kelsey allegedly called her two brothers during a verbal dispute with the rapper that led to one of her brothers allegedly shooting T-Hood. Now, T-Hood's family also released the audio of Kelsey Frost allegedly admitting that her brother Ty Frost was the shooter. Police are also stating the shooter is Ty Frost. So, as y'all know, Ty Frost is the son of Kirk and Rashida Frost. This story is so crazy, and just more and more keeps unraveling. It's very unfortunate that something that could have been escalated and avoided, it escalated to the point where someone lost their life. And that's not always the problem with things. We don't know either side of the story, but it's sad. So rest in peace to him, prayers to his family, and his friends, and his fans. Alright, y'all. The legendary Buddy Guy celebrates his 89th birthday by hitting number one on the blues album charts. I know that's right. What a remarkable achievement, y'all. It's truly inspiring to see a legend like Buddy Guy at the age of 89 continue to pour his heart and soul into the blues and achieve such incredible success with Ain't Nothing Done with the Blues. This isn't just about a Billboard, y'all. This is not about a Billboard number one album. It's a testament to the enduring power of the blues and the vibrant spirit of a true master. Released on his birthday, it's a gift to his fans and a powerful statement that the blues is alive and well. This milestone highlights his commitment to keeping the blues alive and passing it on to future generations. It's also a reminder that age is just a number when it comes to passion and your artistry. I know that's right. Alright, y'all. I'm done talking my shit. But as I mentioned at the start of the show, I do have a very special guest stopping through, and he up next, y'all. So y'all gotta keep it locked in. This is Talk with Chocolate, I am the Order Chocolate Gal, and I'll be right back, y'all. Stay tuned.
Yeah. Y'all thought y'all was gonna get with me? Get with me? There's nothing you could do about it. Whip the fly crib and my fly chick. There's nothing you can do about it. Drop the hit, got rich, and it's making your goofy ass sick. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Your reign on the top was short like Mexicans, as I cop more condos, cars, and necklaces. Remembering no one was listening. Drop sickening, now they sick of them. It's the bitch in them. Bickering like a bitch, you need picking them. Ever rated all in they back, pussy, lithium. So back up the aisle, slap in the clip, and then gently walk up to my fold and John looking them. Hitting them, you and your man, your whole clicking them, kicking them, organs and limbs, the slug dipping them, cripple them. You understand the ill shit you in if I go back to Hollis and get tricking them? Killing them with your funk, bizarre rust, that's green clutch, the core death, the raw plush. So fuck you, you're crushed too, you know you doubt it, stupid bitch. Ain't nothing you can do about it, do about it. That's right, that's just what it is. Y'all can't do nothing with this, nothing with this. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You see the drip, the ill whip, the fly crib, and my fly chick. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Drop the hit, got rich, and it's making your goofy ass sick. Ain't nothing you can do about it. For all those who slept on that, it's like all of you sleeping on gnats. Hammocks, smoking K2, dumping haze, rules from Henny. Grey Goose, got them all thinking they hot. Till I came through, name you, brain rude, name rude, and take you. To your boxes, even take shoes. Niggas with dancing scars, face tattoos that'll put a slug in your mom. Spray bad to smash you. Put the last fool in the bad mood. Fuck your whack crew, your rap group is trash too. When the tracks blow, you catch new that Mac rules. I'll be a mind, you niggas. Ass cap you, smack you with the semi paw, left a crack tooth. It's the rap duke like Remy Ma and Papoose. Offset and Cardi B, you hardly see. Yo, this is Rock Boy Records. Y'all better get with the program. Yo, yo. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You see the drip, the ill whip, the fly crib, and my fly chick. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Drop a hit, got rich, and it's making your goofy ass sick. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Coming at y'all hard, backed on the fifth. You know the name, stay the same. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You see the drip, the ill whip, the fly crib, and my fly chick. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Drop the hit, got rich, and it's making your goofy ass sick. Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Okay, y'all, we are back, and you are in the building with Talk with Chocolate. I am your host, D or the Chocolate Dow, and as promised, I have my very special guest in the building, self-proclaimed Don of Rap, Mac Don the Fifth is in the building, y'all.
Thank you.
How you doing today?
Very good. How you doing?
I am doing great. I appreciate you for stopping through.
Anytime. You know, I love to show love. I love to show love. That's how you get it back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you ready to get into the tea? You ready to give us some gems and just talk with chocolate today?
I don't have tea. I got the coffee.
Oh, I know that's right. I know that's right.
Go ahead with your bad self.
All right, let's get it. Okay, so you're from Hollis, Queens, New York. Is that correct?
That's correct. Hollis, Queens, New York.
So how was that like growing up out there?
Listen, Hollis, Queens was the, it was like, to me, Hollis, Queens was like the Bronx. How they say Bronx started the hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
But really, I think that Hollis, Queens started hip hop. You know why? Because Run DMC was the first group to bring hip hop into the mainstream. And the way Hollis, Queens was too, we used to set up in the park. DJ used to, Jam Master J, some other DJs used to DJ in the park. Larry Larry and them, and we was like 16, 15, 16, and Run DMC made it big at a young age, and you know, other MCs in the Bronx had some success, but they didn't have commercial success. Mm-hmm. So to me, Run DMC was the one who brought hip hop and LL Cool J into mm-hmm. what it is today.
Absolutely.
And what's crazy about it, I was rapping then too. I was rapping and I was playing basketball. So I was in between. I was real good at basketball. I was playing basketball. And I remember when Run DMC first came out, Run actually was in my class.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
cool.
Run was in my class. His name is Joseph Simmons. He was in my class in PS-134. He was in my class. He sat like a couple of seats from me. And then when we got teenagers, we all went to PAL together. And we used to see Run. DMC didn't go to PAL, but Jam Master Jay was going there, and Run never said nothing about making music, nothing. I remember coming home on the bus. It was a Q2. The Q2 mm-hmm. went from the Jamaica Avenue to Hollis Avenue, where we all lived, and mm-hmm. somebody was playing Sucker MCs, and to people, everybody on the bus knew each other, because it was a Hollis bus. So they was like, that's Joey. I was like, the fuck out of here. I seen Joey yesterday. But the deal is that probably Russell Simmons told him not to say nothing to nobody because you know how the haters are. Right, so they didn't say nothing to nobody until everything came out.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when people hear that you're doing something good, they're blocked. They'll try to stop it, most people, the haters.
Absolutely.
So that's like, a real story.
Coming from that era to like seeing how music has changed, like what do you wish would go back with the music as of like how it used to be then to now how it is with the lyrics and everything?
Well, back then, music was much more better because it was, the artist was hungry and the artist mm-hmm. had their own personality, individualism. And you had mm-hmm. to have talent to get on. We used to have something called ciphers. You know what a cipher is, right? You couldn't just get into a cipher. Like these drill rappers, they couldn't. They don't spit bars. Mm-hmm. NBA YoungBoy don't spit bars. Right. Who else these dudes go? Young Ron don't spit bars. These dudes wouldn't survive in Rakim's era. They wouldn't survive in Big's era. They mm-hmm. wouldn't.
Rakim is definitely a GOAT.
They're trash. So when I started really taking rap seriously, you know what I'm saying, I was like one of the best. Anybody who knows me knows. Like I told you earlier, when we had a pre-interview, I battled 50. I mm-hmm. battled practically everybody and everybody lost. When I got signed to FUBU in 2001, every rapper came up there trying to get a deal that wasn't popping now. And they had to audition people. And I was mm-hmm. eating everybody up who came up there who tried to audition. A lot of big names came up there trying to get a deal. And I ate them up.
I know that is right. I know that's right.
I don't play with it.
Mm-hmm. So you said you actually battled 50 Cent or had to go against him?
Yeah, because Sweet T was my manager. She made a song called It's My Beat back in the days. And she mm-hmm. knew 50 real good because they all lived on the south side. We lived mm-hmm. in Hollis, which is the north side. So she was managing me at one time. She was trying to get me a deal. And she did get me a deal. Yeah, remember I told you earlier I could tell a story?
Mm-hmm.
Listen, she got me a deal, and this is a record. This is on record. She got me a deal with Jimmy Henchman. You know who that is?
No.
Okay, so I'll leave it at that then.
But that's fire. That is definitely a story to tell.
All right, Jimmy Henchman right now is in jail for murder.
Oh, wow.
Back in the days, he put out Boys in the Hood too.
Oh, okay.
And there was the Game starred in it. Well, mm-hmm. Jimmy Henchman and Sugar was real close. But he wasn't, from what I gather, he wasn't. He was like a Suge Knight. Get
oh,
me?
Oh Lord, yeah.
And she got me a deal with him. She had the China already in her crib. She was like, Mac Don, where you at? He's here. I got the check in my hand. I got the check right, and I just never came. Because my friend was like, yo, Mac, if you go to that meeting, you're not going to see none of your money.
Oh, wow.
Yup. He's the dude that 50 Cent son, that 50 Cent, I think they smacked up his son, and then he shot up 50 Cent in them car. That's the dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was going to give me a record deal from Sugar. So anyway, that's who introduced me to 50. And then we was in a club, and he was fat then. 50 used to be fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to be fat. Yeah, he was fat, and we started spitting bars.
Oh, wow. That's legendary right there.
Yeah, I did a lot of shit. I told you I did a lot of shit like that. I used to run with Run DMC. Jam Master Jay used to be in my house. He used to date my sister.
That's fire. So you actually discovered your talent in your friend Dollar Bill's basement. He had equipment. Yep. You were playing around with it in the mic. So, like, is that what really made you want to get more into being an artist?
Yeah, because he had, back then it's called the pause tape. We used to do mixes. We didn't have money for mixing boards and all that. Only people that had mixing boards and all that was the big Hollywood wigs. And we used to make pause button tapes with samples. So Dollar Bill had a DJ equipment and he made a pause button tape. And I made this song called The Illest Style, I remember. And it was real nice. It came out dope. And at that time, Run DMC just got on. They just got on in Hollis. So that's how my name started circling around the neighborhood, because we started playing. Because back then we had those big boom boxes, and back then if you was rapping and you was walking around the street with the boom box, you got heard.
That's fire! I so wish I was in that era.
That was the best era, man.
Okay.
The late 80s. Up until like 2000. Mm-hmm. We still fire though. We still lit. Don't get it wrong. Absolutely. I'm just more mature, but I'm still lit. I got a single coming out called Praise in about 2-3 weeks. But now I'm that honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. I got more spiritual.
Right.
But I still spit that fire.
I know that's right.
They talk about when you get older, you're supposed to start rapping. But the older you get, the more you got to rap about. I seen more.
Mm-hmm.
I seen errors. Yeah. People are so ignorant. People are so ignorant with the age thing in hip hop, because as long as you have a voice, you have a voice, you have something to say. Mm-hmm. And hip hop is not running up and down a basketball court. Hip hop is not throwing a football, getting blocked and getting hit. Hip hop is a voice. So you could be 90 years old and rapping because it's a voice. And the more knowledge that you have,
absolutely,
the more knowledge, this is science right now, the more knowledge that you have and the more real, true to life shit I went through is what I could relay to the younger generation to help them to grow, like my son, right? My son can't teach me how to be a man. I can only teach him how to be a man. So if I'm rapping about how to be a man, 40, absolutely, 50 years old in the game, he could get, that's free game for these young, for these YNs, for these young
dudes. I totally understand.
You can't say that, yo, you 50 years old, you still rapping. Fuck you, nigga. We're going to rap till we die, nigga. We ain't gonna stop rapping because we got mature. Right. Fuck out of here. Y'all niggas is rapping because of us. Y'all young niggas is rapping because of us.
Mm-hmm.
Word up. It's like, you ever heard of an electronic store called PC Richards? Or you ever heard of something called JCPenney's? You ever heard of JCPenney's or Walmart?
I've heard
of that. You ever heard of Walmart, right? That's like the person who invented, who founded Walmart, stop selling shit to people because he got 50 years old. Oh, I'm 50 years old. I'm cutting. What you doing? I'm cutting shutting down Walmart. No, Walmart's still going on. And he's going to keep doing it until he passed away. And then he's going to give the inherit the business to one of his siblings. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't stop rapping. You don't stop doing nothing you love to do because you get more mature. For fact.
No, it just comes with experience. It comes with experience. I've been through this and I could talk about this and teach you. Absolutely.
You know
so
what I mean?
You started your first deal with Warner Brothers and you later landed a second deal with FUBU Records, but you're now managed by Rock
first,
Boy
my,
Records.
My first, deal was actually, my first deal was with FUBU. With FUBU. And then I got a deal with Warner Brothers.
Okay, so how has that been signing with the new label, Rock Boy Records?
Well, actually, I'm not signed to that label. I'm a Rock Boy affiliate.
Just affiliate,
That means that I have a partnership deal with them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a partner. Matter of fact, peace to DR period. Shout out to DR period. Fly Tide. Rude. MU. Very good. The whole fam. Peace to y'all. What's going on? Mac Don the Fifth, Rock Boy Records.
Okay, so from like experiences, how essential do you feel like for up and coming artists to really like thoroughly read through their contracts and know what they're signing with these record labels?
Don't sign nothing until you get into the driver's seat. That's how the game is right now. Back then, what they used to give you a bunch of money. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just for signing. When they it's like being scouted for basketball. If a basketball scout comes to your college and they scout you, they're gonna give you a contract with money, like what they did to Michael Jordan, LeBron, everybody else, and you're gonna be paid before you even step on the court. That's how they should do it back in the day. They used to hear you, and they should throw a contract and money in your face. Remember, I told you earlier, Sugar was like, Mac Don, I got the check. I got the check right here. I would say don't sign nothing until you get in the driver's seat. The driver's seat means that don't sign nothing until you have all the power. Till all the power's in your court. And then you depict to them what you want and how you want your contract to be. And you don't ask nobody for nothing. Right now, you know how many people I know through my journey in hip-hop? I don't ask nobody for nothing. I know all the big wigs. I know 50 Cent. I met P. Diddy. I used to do shows with Jay-Z. I know these people. These people know who I am. I know Damon John from Shark Tank. I know him. You could ask Sean. If you ever meet Damon John, ask him how many times I asked him for a favor. I know this guy. I was in his office. He used to give me money every week. Every week, Damon John used to give me money because I was signed to his label. You know what per diem is?
No.
All right, per diem is what you give artists like an allowance. It's like a favor from the label when you're doing something. So I used to go up to FUBU, the office, and to talk to Damon, John, Carl, everybody else, Keith, Jay Perez. Those are four members. And we used to have meetings, right? And then after the meeting, Damon, John used to be like, yo, Mac Don, you okay? I used to be like, yeah. I said, yo, go see my secretary. I'm thinking that he's going to give me like $200-$300, be $4,000. And he did that every time I went to the studio. And it had nothing to do with my contract.
Oh,
he
wow.
did that every single time to the point that my manager was always with me at the time. He used to be like, yo, Mac, you'll give me some of that money. I said, yo, son, this is a gift, nigga. This ain't contractual. That's how much money they had back then. They was worth $350 million at that time I got signed to them. And I'm going to tell you something else. You know who Mark Pitts is?
No, sir.
Mac Don the Fifth is a real deal. Y'all need to follow me, man. Follow Mac Don the Fifth. at MacDonthe5th. Mark Pitts was Biggie's manager for years. Notorious Big. He came up to FUBU because FUBU knew everybody. So FUBU wanted to see if I was hot. So who did they call? Mark Pitts, Mark Pitts, who managed Big. So I had to rap for Mark Pitts. And when the meeting was over, this is the God's honest truth. The nigga said, yo, Mac, you just as hot as Big. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I said, son, I'm telling you, you just as hot as Big, but you know what you got over Big? You better looking. Word to my mother, he told me just like that. Just like that in FUBU's office. I don't know if they paid him to say it, but that's what he told me. He said, yo, you just as good as Big. He said, but what you got over Big, you're better looking. And he said, all you have to do is give me more eye contact. That's it. But you, because back then, I was spitting fire. I had the fire back then. Act sincere. I had the fire. Nobody could fuck with Mac Donald Fifth back then. It's just that for some reason, the album never came out.
That is wild.
Yeah, that I got a story. I got a story. I got a big story. Yo, I even wrote a movie. Called Confessions of a Lonely, Brokenhearted Pimp.
Oh, wow. Where can we find it at?
I got the script. I'm waiting till I make it. I make it so I could get the script to a film so I could produce it because I want to produce it with my own money. It's called Confessions of a Lonely, Brokenhearted Pimp. And I think I want Cardi B or either Nicki Minaj to be starring it.
Oh, that'd be fire.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The movie's about, I ain't gonna say what the movie's about because somebody might steal it.
Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, because these motherfuckers, these niggas listening and turning their fingers too.
Yeah, don't do it. Okay, let's talk your music. One of my personal favorites of yours is most definitely Roots in the South. Your wordplay is really fire on there. And I love how, like, the hook has, like, kind of somewhat like a chant to me. What was your vision behind that song?
Well, I always look for what's not happening in hip-hop. That's what I do. I'm like a visionary. I'm always looking to what's not happening in hip-hop. So I said to myself, yo, we from New York. Nobody never made a song honoring the rappers from down south. Nobody never, that song would blow up. And the dudes I did it with, I had a fallout with one of the guys. That's why I never put the song out. One of the guys, we cool now, but I had a fallout with one of the guys that's on the record rapping with me. It was a hot song, man. But, you know, at the time, me and the guy had a fallout. So I just never fucked with the song again. It's still on my Spotify, still out there. But I was thinking about, you know, reviving it and putting it back out there because it still haven't been done yet.
Okay, that would be fire. I think that would be great.
Hell yeah.
Mhm. So with your new song, you're gonna be dropping Praise. What inspired you to like switch over to that genre? The gospel rap genre.
Oh, because let me tell you about DR Period. DR Period is a $30 million producer. He sold records that amounted up to $30 million. He sold millions of records, right? And he's the one responsible for a lot of rappers in New York. Success, M.O.P. To say the least. One of the people he did their whole album. They're blown. He worked with everybody, right? I met him years ago when FUBU was starting their foot record label. He was one of the producers that they hired. That's when I met him. Then I connected with him through his family that runs the label. Name is Fry Ty. He heard one of my songs and we connected. And when he started telling me, he was like, yo, DR Period's your family? He said, yeah, he's the one who runs a record label. I'm just the president. And me and him got cool. That's a cool brother, man. And for the record, DR Period just produced a song for me. It's getting steam. I got like I dropped it like 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and it got like 12,000 streams on Spotify right now. It's called "Ain't Nothing You Could Do About It." So I'm shooting. I'm about to shoot a video for that. Big shout out to DJ Sincere. Big shout out to Prince Kareem. Big shout out to La Picasso, Mikey D. Big shout out to all the Queens heads. Big shout out to N-Gay. Big shout out to the whole Hollis crew, Southside crew. MacDonald Fifth is in the building.
I know that's right. I know that is right. So, what do you have any other projects besides their single that's going to be dropping that we need to look out for?
Man, I got more projects in New York City. I'm always in a project. Like I said, I'm about to do some acting stuff. I'm about to do a podcast. I already started setting, because, you know, I'm a fashionista, too. I love to dress. I love to dress. Like, when it comes to clothes, I buy clothes every week. Every time I get my money, every time I get my income, I go buy something. I don't sit around. Like, I don't even see how niggas don't be fucking fly. I don't see how niggas be wake up every morning and don't buy clothes. What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas? Like, come on, man. You a black man. You always supposed to be presentable and show up these white people, man. And I'm not prejudiced. It's just that we were slaves in this country. We were shackled for years and couldn't throw on no gear. Now you free, nigga. You don't want to dress? You don't want to put on something fly? Nigga, what's wrong with you? You got to be a fly nigga. How you waking up in the morning not putting on...
That's absolutely
get it. I don't get it, man. Niggas get up in the morning.
White t-shirt. Every guy throws on the white
same t-shirt. Don't fuck. Niggas be having 2-pair sneakers. Come on, my nigga. You got 2-pair sneakers. Niggas got one coat. Niggas wear the same coat on. Nigga, I got 30 coats. My sneaker game, son. I buy sneakers every 2 weeks. My sneaker game is crazy. Brand new shit. Your appearance matters.
So would you consider starting up your own clothing line?
You damn right.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do all that, but I have to have a starting point. You can't be a jack of all trades and master of none. That means you can't be rapping, singing, tap dancing, doing clothes, acting, and you didn't make it in nothing, but no one's gonna take you serious. You gotta make it in something first and then branch out. And that's absolutely. I'm waiting to pop off in the music. I'm waiting for one of my songs to go viral. Then you're going to see MacDonald's Fifth going to a spiral.
No, that's right. And I'm like, I know him. He was on Talk With Chocolate. He fired.
No, we're going to do business together. Man, you ain't going to say you know him, because guess what? Everybody who helped me climb the ladder, I'm going to reach up and take, and if I make it, I'm going to fuck with them.
Yes. So when you have a casting for anybody. That movie, hey, hit up Dior when you need an actress for one of them movies.
I was already looking at your picture to see where I could place you.
Yes, period. I've been waiting for that moment. I'll be doing voiceover.
Ain't nobody like me, man. Ain't nobody like me. I'm not a sellout. I'm not a sellout. I'm not scared. I got God in my heart. I'm not scared of nothing. I speak the truth. And I know God. I roll with the armor of God. So I know God got my back, because what's going to happen is going to happen regardless. Like Malcolm X. You see Malcolm X got shot up, right? That's how Malcolm X died. Suppose he ain't never said nothing and still got shot up. Then he did everybody and himself a disfavor. Because shit's still going to happen whether you talk or not. So the best thing to do is always say positive shit and always go after your purpose, because you're still going to die. So you still got to do what you got to do. These niggas be selling out. These niggas be rich already. These niggas be rich already and don't want to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Suckers. Absolutely. Niggas are suckers.
Absolutely.
This is real talk, man. This is a real, I'm saying real shit right now.
He's definitely giving them gems, y'all, so I hope y'all paying attention. I know I'm writing down.
Niggas be rich. Niggas be rich and be hating on a nigga trying to come up in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you a story, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a fan of LL Cool J, right? I really respect LL Cool J, right? But when I got signed to FUBU, right? You know LL Cool J is a part of FUBU.
Yes.
He's the only one who said I was whack. Damon John came to me and was like, yo, MacDon, L don't like you. I was like, why? He was like, he just don't like you. He was like, why you sign him? I was like, that was fucked up. And the motherfucker was rich already. The motherfucker was already platinum 5 times. This is what I'm saying. How you hating on somebody trying to get in the door when you bought the door?
Right.
That's like Trump, right? Why is Trump hating on the immigrants in this country when the motherfucker's a billionaire? That nigga's going to go to hell for that. Because whether he believe in God or not, God exists. And you hating on immigrants trying to come into the country to get a food stamp that you don't own this country, Mr. Trump. You don't own the country. You don't own the country. When you die and pass away, Mr. Trump, the country's going to continue.
Absolutely.
And people are going to look at you for all the wrong shit you did. You can't trot on people less fortunate than you. This nigga is rich. I was in Trump Towers the other day walking around. This nigga's rich, rich. And you hating on fucking immigrants coming into the country, deporting people that's picking fruits and stuff like that, working in sweatshops and that, man, that's wrong. And nobody telling this motherfucker is wrong. And his wife is a fucking immigrant.
So is.
So this is what people, these are things that these people do. These people, no one tells these people, yo, man, you're doing what's wrong. That's why shit is so dangerous. You could be around 30 people. And if the leader of those 30 people want to do you in, none of them 30 people is going to stand up. That's to stop it. P. Diddy, right? P. Diddy got exonerated. He got the guard scene fit. That the charges with the main charges to put P. Diddy in jail for the rest of his life got dropped, right?
Mm-hmm.
They still got the motherfucker in jail. These are motherfuckers is evil. Nigga, they dropped all the charges, nigga, and you still got the nigga sitting in jail.
It's crazy.
This is the shit, this is the fucked up shit. If I was a judge, I'd have been like, yo, I'd have let him go from dead. I'd have been like, yo, you got the right to go home, Mr. Combs. But as soon as they said that he wasn't guilty of the main charges, I'd have sent him home.
So do you feel like it's all of this is just like some money, power stuff involved?
That nigga ain't do nothing I ain't do. When I had that food money, I was doing the same shit. I was flying bitches from fucking Texas, doing this, doing that. We were no prostitute shit. And he wasn't doing no prostitute. Why would P. Diddy hire a prostitute? This nigga's who would suck P. Diddy's dick because he's P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make sense. Why would a big mogul, young black mogul, buy a prostitute? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, to me, I feel like they're doing it to all the black powerful people. They try to take everybody's what they worked hard for down. And that's how I'm looking at all of that, because even with Tyler Perry, he's built stuff. He tried to do something. Every person tried to do something or make billions of dollars, they destroying them. We're trying to destroy their character.
You know why they're doing that? Because the white people are afraid. Do you know that a black man could destroy the white race just by sleeping with his women? anytime a black and a white person have a baby, if the male or female, the baby always come out with melanin, always come out black. Because the black dean and John, they know this. So they don't want black people to rise up and too many black people got money so they can, and they scared of them getting together. That's what, let me stop. I'm dropping too much science, man.
But it's enlightening people who ain't woke.
I'm dropping too much science right now. They're going to be knocking on my door.
Oh, no. No, no. And we rebuke that right now. We recall that.
But that's the truth. They don't want to see the black man shine. Why do you think they went all the way to Africa? They went all the way to Africa, a 3-week journey on a boat. And back then, boats didn't even have motors. So them motherfuckers was on the boat for 3 weeks to bring back niggas, you know? And guess what? I always say this. They passed other countries getting there. You know how many countries they passed to get to Africa? They could have slaved those people. Mexico was like right there. Am I right or wrong? They could have crossed the border and hired a bunch of Mexicans. Am I right or wrong? Not hired, enslaved a bunch of Mexicans. Am I right or wrong?
That's right.
Mexico was like right next to America. So why didn't they go to Mexico and make this, the Mexican slaves? You know why? Because the Mexicans couldn't cut it. No disrespect. The Mexicans ain't strong enough to be in those fields to pluck that cotton all day. They ain't strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they went to get the black man, the strongest animal on the planet. The strongest person, human being on the planet, the black man. So they went to go get the black man to enslave him because they know no other race could cut it.
Mm-hmm. Which is sad at the same time, but the strength of a black person is more powerful than what they try to make us out to be.
And you know how many Michael Jacksons they snuffed out in slavery? You know how many LeBron James they snuffed out in slavery? You know how many Puff Daddies, Jay-Z's, Biggie's they snuffed out in slavery? You know how many Obamas they snuffed out in slavery? Slavery was 400 years. So that, you know how many people had talent? And guess what? I'm proud of my people because we still came out. We still came up after all of that in this country. Michael Jackson, greatest entertainer to ever live. Michael Jordan, LeBron, greatest Kobe, greatest basketball player that ever lived. We could go on for days. Black kids started hip hop. The biggest, most popular, money-making genre of music ever since the world began, hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
These are your so-called slaves that did this. That y'all wouldn't let do nothing. The list goes on. Barack Obama, black president. If you'd have told a slave back in the days that one day we're gonna be the president of this country, I'm telling you, ain't gonna be no more Maxa. Ain't gonna be no more Maxa. We're gonna be the president. They would have looked at you like you was crazy back then in slavery day. Mm-hmm. A black man rose up and became the president of this country. Same country that they was enslaved in. Tell me that ain't greatness.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't like that. They sure didn't.
Tell me that ain't greatness right there. These are who we are. That's why I don't understand why black people are killing each other. Stop. Yo, one of my lines in praise, is gang be drilling and be killing off our young black teens. Niggas is killing their own leaders. Niggas is killing their own family. Niggas is killing their own people. Stop doing that. Whoever's listening, stop killing your own people. That is the most ignorant thing you could do ever in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see white boys out there killing each other. You see white boys out there, gang, gang, bow, 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 bow. You see white boys doing that shit? No.
Nope. And they wonder why they look at us crazy, because look how y'all acting.
You see Indian people doing that shit? You see the Chinese people out there, gang, gang, bow, 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 bow. You know where the Chinese teens are in school and college. You know where the Indian teens are in school and college, all of them. And they tutoring each other. They're helping each other. These black stupid ass motherfuckers is killing each other, putting on black clothes or red clothes, talking about gang affiliated to your own people. That shit is the most ignorant shit in the world. Yo, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's crazy. Very crazy. Y'all need to get together because we got younger generations that's looking at the crazy stuff y'all doing. Y'all putting it in y'all music and they watching that crazy stuff. And they want to be like y'all. And that's not a good look. I don't understand
niggas
why
kill big. Yo, niggas kill big. Their own people. Niggas kill Tupac. Their own people. To this day, that shit hurts me that Tupac and Big ain't here. Motherfuckers try to put Puffy. Look at Al Kelly's in jail. It's all them old stupid bitches ratting on him, saying he did that. Big moguls, big people that we could get our game from, people that we could that inspire us in jail. Niggas kill Malcolm X, his own people. Niggas kill fucking Pop Smoke, Eazy-E. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, your own leaders. Why?
And they don't see how powerful everybody can become together. It's more
yo,
powerful.
Yo, I don't get it. Niggas kill their own.
And being our yo. Backs together. It's not need no need for jealousy and all that when it's enough for all of us to eat together. It's enough for everybody to. Yo. Hey, you see what happened in Alabama, the brawl, when black people came together. So, yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah, because man, for some reason, I think it's Satan, man. It has to be Satan. It has to be a spirit, a bad spirit, an evil spirit that gets in these people. Because it doesn't make if something doesn't make sense, it shouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. And again, if something don't make sense, it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you so much for coming on the show and dropping your gems and enlightening the world that's not woke to real life things that's going on.
Shit, I'm awake. I'm awake. I got so much. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm starting the podcast. Mm-hmm. And I got the first. I'm gonna put it out there right now. I'm going to have the first Dawn cast. Not a podcast, a Dawn cast.
Oh, nice.
So download that.
Mm-hmm. And when do you plan on dropping that? I can't wait to tune in.
I started putting little, like, quotes and little shit out there that wet their whistle a little bit. But I'm going to probably start it officially after I see what the success of my new up-and-coming songs do, because Praise came out pretty good. And it's a whole new genre. So if that's pretty good, I'm gonna start a Dawn cast.
Oh, nice.
But good, you know, it's better if you have a little fame. It's better if you have a little fame and people are tuning in.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a little fame. Did
that single drop again?
In September. It's called Praise.
Oh, nice. That's my birthday month, so yes.
Yeah, it's called Praise.
Virgo season, hopefully.
I'm dropping 3 singles in September. Praise, that's going to be the first and foremost. Then I already got Ain't Nothing You Could Do About It bubbling, but I didn't officially release it. I'm going to shoot a video for that, then officially release it. And then I got this other song I'm doing called You Had It All. It's about a chick that, you know, I gave everything to her and she didn't appreciate it.
Mm. Ooh,
now she's back with the bums.
That sounds deep. That sounds deep. Well, I appreciate you today so much. Can you please drop your social so everybody can run and follow you and check out those fire banging tracks of yours?
All right. I have a new link. You should get it too. The chocolate doll. It's called Let's Link Up. It's a link.
Oh, you checked that out, actually.
Yeah, it's a link that has everything on it. That's where you can find me. All you have to do is punch up MacDon the Fifth. Let's link up. And my Instagram will come up on that link. My Facebook will come up on that link. All my accounts, my videos, my up-and-coming shows, my merch, everything is on that link. My pictures, everything is called Let's Link Up. But for until that gets up and running, it's up and running, but I'm not using it yet. I'm waiting for Praise to come out. But until then, you can catch me at MacDon the Fifth at the @ at MacDonTheFifth. Or you can just Google MacDon the Fifth because I did a lot of shit. You got to have me back on the show, Drew. I did a lot of shit.
Yes, for sure. Whenever you're ready to come back, how about when Praise drop in September, we bring you back on to debut it on here at Talk with Shaq.
Bet. Thank you. And right, you know, everybody look out for Dior the Chocolate Dog. Great host, great person. She's on point. She's up and coming. She's doing her thing.
Thank you. Thanks so much for stopping through.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Peace.
All right, y'all. This completes my show for today. I appreciate each and every one of y'all that tuned in and rocked out with me. Huge shout out to my very special guest, self-proclaimed Don of Rap, MacDon the Fifth, for stopping through, debuting his song, and just vibing with me. This is Talk with Chocolate, Crown Radio, Queens Talk TV. I am Dior the Chocolate Dow, and y'all know the vibes each and every Friday and Sunday. I hope y'all all have a very safe weekend. Until Sunday, y'all, I'm signing out. Peace.